the young men of today, the young boys, I don't even know if I can call them the young males of today, are weak. It's scary. It's actually for a father to marry his daughters out today is scary. All right, if someone comes to ask for my daughter's hand, of course, after making sure he has a sound understanding of Islam, sound creed, I would see if he prays Fajr in the masjid. Okay, Salahuddin Ayyubi, when he was gathering his army to take back Al-Quds, he only chose people who pray Fajr in the masjid. A man can pray Fajr in the masjid, he's weak. That's number one. Number two, I would go to the mat, to the gym, man, and I would fight with him. Because I want to make sure that he knows how to fight. If he doesn't know how to fight, he's not marrying my daughter. No doubt. He doesn't necessarily have to defeat me, but he needs to know how to fight. If he doesn't know how to fight, if he's not strong, he's not marrying my daughter. No way. Number three, I would see what the people say about him and his community. Right? Is he a person who helps people? Is he a producer or is he just a consumer? Like, I want to make sure that this is a person who takes care. He's got a role, because how is he going to take care of my daughter if he doesn't take initiative? If he's not involved. He doesn't do stuff. I'm entrusting him with someone that I've taken care of for her whole life, and I'm switching that responsibility to him. He better be able to take care of her. And next, I would make sure that, in the end, my daughter's a woman. I'll make sure that he can stand his ground and not lose his own position in masculinity, because you never know. You know, I trained my daughter to be a good woman, inshallah. My wife worked hard with her, but you know, the man has to be a man, and he has to set his ground and stick to his rules. So that has to be understood. And of course, after that, other things such as that he's able to take care of her, you know, financially. Yahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq. Of course, he cannot be a loser. The problem is, it scares me. This thing scares me a lot. Because when you look at this criteria, is it a lot to ask? When I look around at the youth of today, it's scary. It's scary. The guy is good at PlayStation. He can play Tekken or something, you know, fighting. But if he comes to the mat, he's going to get smashed. The young man of today, the young boys, I don't even know if I can call them, the young males of today, are weak. They're weak because they're spending a lot of time on games, sleeping, and there's an existential vacuum, there's a crisis where they don't have a goal, they don't have a direction, they don't have a purpose. They don't have the concept of time. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He has laid out the five daily prayers for us, it's a time. A man who doesn't know the time and the value of time is a broken man. These guys are wasting time. It's scary. It's actually for a father to marry his daughters out today is scary. What we see today in terms of the quality of young men, what their aspirations are, what they want to do. So now people want to say, I want a date before I get married to test the waters, to make sure I make the right decision. But that's a very slippery slope, right? Before, you used to know, you'd be able to tell. Men were men, women were women. It was the culture. Like, you didn't really have to check so much. But now, it's tough. So people are willing to test. And testing is definitely not halal. I don't think all hope is lost. I think what we're doing, what other people are doing, there's still a flame of hope that's burning, right? For us to create these services and systems, to educate people, bring them back. Yes, people are not going to like it. It's a bitter pill to swallow. But we're not looking for quantity, it's quality. So some people wake up and say, you know what? It makes sense, we have to man up. Some women will say, you know what? It makes sense. And they are, alhamdulillah, they are. People are coming back. Yeah, so there's definitely a revival, and we need projects. Like, people are doing da'wah, but what's the objective of the da'wah? Okay, to pray, alhamdulillah, to fast, alhamdulillah. What about the da'wah that's going to fix these problems? What about the da'wah that's going to bring back reality to this ummah? Some things have to be said the way they are.